It's a beautiful morning. I think I'll go outside for a while.
Well, it's not that beautiful of a morning in Madison anyway. It's raining, but it's not that bad, and I'm glad you are awake and listening to the show right now, because we are going to talk about the benefits of getting up early. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I've been an early riser for decades now. My work schedule kind of demands it. But even on the weekends, I get up early. And I'll probably get up early long after I retire. Maybe not at 1 a.m. as I get up now on weekdays, but certainly by 5 a.m., which is when our guest gets up every day. We'll find out why he likes getting up early, why he thinks you should consider getting up early, and we will talk about the advantages of getting up early. We'll welcome your praise or otherwise for getting up before the sun rises at 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. So are you an early bird always, or a night owl? Do you like to get up early, or do you begrudge the thought? We'd like to hear from you. Let me welcome our guest, very happy to have with us, Ajay Yadav. He is the founder and CEO of Roomy, an app which helps people find apartments, rooms, and roommates in cities across the country. He also wrote the piece, Why Waking Up at 5 a.m. Every Day Just Makes Sense, which appeared recently on themuse.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you are in New York City. You get up at 5 a.m., which means you've been up for a couple of hours now. What have you done so far?
So my daily routine is usually around waking up, drinking tea or just water, and then I, meditate, read a book, and take my time to drink my protein shake, and then head to the gym.
So how long have you been doing this?
It's been 3 months now.
Because you made a New Year's resolution. What prompted that New Year's what prompted that New Year's resolution to get up every day at 5?
So I did try, waking up early a few years ago with my roommate, and I failed. And I have been trying for years, and I failed miserably. And this year, I was just, because, I work a lot, and I just never have control over my own time. And I was like, I have to make a decision to do one thing only this year, and that would be waking up at 5 a.m. So I have been doing it now for the past 3 months. I think the reason has also been about building discipline, something, bringing new to my life. And that can probably help me in other areas. So I'm testing this with just like waking up and see how my life changes.
So what was your morning routine like, or for that matter, your daily schedule like before you became an early bird?
So I'm usually a night owl. So I would go to bed around 2 or 4 and wake up around 10 or noon. That's what I used to do before.
Well, that'd be pretty hard to get up at 5 if you go to bed at 4.
That's true.
So what did you find lacking in that?
I think what kind of happens is, when I used to wake up late, or even like, let's say, 8 a.m. or 9 a.m., the next thing I had to do is rush to work, either running late for a meeting or just getting to work, and I have to now get into task mode. You have to, work mode right away. So I wasn't really giving myself the time to, plan my day or just get ready for my day and try to have that good energy throughout the day. Because I wasn't spending time on myself. And I think that's really changed my life now.
Yeah. So far, so good. Are you enjoying it? Are there certain mornings that you are like, no way? Or, how's it going?
I'll be honest, it's not easy at all. I'm not loving it so far. That's what I can tell you.
Oh, interesting.
But I have to do it.
But you, while you're not loving it, you are seeing some advantages. You wrote in the piece that you feel you've become more productive. and that you feel like you're winning by just waking up. What do you mean by that?
So I don't love waking at 5 a.m. I do love the results of waking at 5 a.m. And that keeps me, you know, motivated to keep waking up. So what's changed is before, you know, when I was going to work, I was never like working out and was not in the right mood or the right mindset at work. And I would be distracted all day and not really get my work done on time. And that would put a lot of pressure on me and my team members. And now I feel I have more control. So before, at least walking to work, I can plan my day. I can see, okay, what's my schedule? What's my first meeting? I can prepare for those things. I also like to answer some of my important emails before I actually get into work. And that gives me the time to really, when I go to work, focus on maybe the first one or two very important tasks instead of me going in and start answering emails. And at the same time, my team is waiting for me to get some stuff done.
Yeah, you noted that you get to set your own priorities. You're not inundated in that early morning time with calls and emails and other urgent matters. What kinds of tasks are best to take on in the 5 a.m. or early morning hours?
I'd say the ones that if your colleagues or team requires something from you, I would do it before I go to office, because it happens they're not waking up at 5 a.m. You know, not most of the people don't wake up at 5 a.m. On an average in America, you know, people wake up from 6 to 7:30. So you kind of have an hour before everyone. So you can get stuff done before them, and then before you walk into work, you can give them what they need to perform better. And that way I can get my stuff done for them in advance and not really holding up anything at work. So that really, really helps.
So who's up right now? Do you always get up early? Do you like getting up early? Do you not like getting up early but like the results? We welcome your questions. We welcome your experiences for our guest who made a New Year's resolution to get up at 5 a.m. every day. And he is liking the results. He says that he's got better control over his life. He's becoming more disciplined just by waking up earlier. How about you? 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Obviously, if you're sleeping, you're not going to call in. But if you are awake, let us know what you like about being up this early. We have a number of people who posted on Facebook. Cindy on Facebook says, I'm not really an early morning person, but I do like getting up before everyone else so I can drink my coffee in peace. Well, there you go. I have to admit, that's one of the things I do like about the early morning hours is the quiet and the solitude. And I can drink my coffee in peace. I can snuggle with my cat. I can catch up on some non-work days, maybe some, you know, non-work reading. And it is. It's very nice. But I go to bed early, Ajay. And if you were a night owl, that must have taken some adjustment. Or did you still go to bed kind of late and then still get up early?
You know, I agree with you. You know, it's definitely, it requires adjustment. And I go to now bed around 10 or like latest, I think around midnight. If I get like 5 hours or 6 hours sleep, I'm fine, actually. I do feel tired when I wake up right away. But, you know, just wash your face and you get up and get your coffee or something else, or just water. I did really drink water or tea. That helps. But, yeah, you have to get to bed early and make sure you plan your day. And that requires saying a lot of no's to your friends or going out and, you know, drinking and all other stuff.
Yep, there's none of that.
You can do it earlier.
Yeah. Sharon on Facebook actually has a pretty funny comment. I would enjoy mornings more if they happened later in the day. And, you know, we have just a minute before news break, but you write, if you're a night owl, maybe keep rocking it, you wrote in your piece. You're not expecting people who truly are on a biorhythm of being a night owl to change their habits, or are you?
Not really, but I would say one thing. I think the biggest reason for me waking up this early is not just about waking up. It's actually about that willpower. You know, I've always wanted to do stuff, things in my life. You know, running a company is not easy, and that requires that motivation and to just stay positive and keep working and keep struggling and keep fighting. So I sometimes feel that I can do it better, and by challenging myself to do something different that I have never done before or I'm not good at, it's creating that willpower and discipline that I need for other things in life. So I think it's really indirectly helping me with a lot of things that I can't even explain.
We will talk more after we check news from NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.
You slept all night, now it's morning time. That's the time to rise and shine. Don't you cry and don't be blue. Waking up is hard to do. Just brush your teeth.
All right, so that's Neil Sedaka with Waking Up is Hard to Do. Is waking up hard for you, or do you like getting up early? We are talking about the benefits of early rising, and we're welcoming your questions and your own experiences for our guest who made a New Year's resolution this year to get up by 5 a.m. every day. And he says that it's not easy, but he likes the benefits. What about you? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest is Ajay Yadav. He is founder and CEO of the Roomy app, which helps people find apartments, rooms, and roommates in cities across the country. He also wrote the piece, Why Waking Up at 5 a.m. Every Day Just Makes Sense. It appeared recently on themuse.com, and it certainly caught my eye. As an early riser for many, many years, I get up at 1 a.m. every single day. Yes, that's right, 1 a.m. I shouldn't say I get up at 1 a.m. on the weekends, but I still get up early on the weekends. At 1 a.m., though, that's when I do all my show prep. That's when I read a lot of my stuff. That's when I prepare for the show, and that's when I, you know, catch up on news that I might have missed overnight. So I am used to getting up very, very early, but I do go to bed very, very early, too. In fact, Connie on Facebook says, I wake up at 5:30 when that dang alarm goes off. I hate it. But where are you when so many of us are awake at 10 p.m.? You've been in bed getting your 8 hours. You can't watch a movie that starts at 8. You can't go out with friends because you need to get home and go to bed when the junior high kids do. We each have our own rhythm. And yeah, that's right, Connie. And so we touched on that, Ajay, just before the news break, that there's, you know, you don't get to stay out, you know, all night long, or, you know, party until the cows come home. You have to go to bed early, and it's a different life. I go to bed at 6 p.m. I don't fall asleep right away, but I'm getting ready for bed by 6 p.m. and I'm asleep by probably 7 or 8. So it's an adjustment.
Wow. Yeah, it is quite a sacrifice.
But when I get up, I am somewhat awake. And you say that you're still getting used to it, and you're not loving it. Do you have any strategies for staying awake or for getting out of bed when that dang alarm goes off?
Yeah, I think definitely two things I'll mention. One is, you know, I used to go to bed with my phone, and when the alarm would go off, I'll snooze it. I'm going to keep snoozing it for like next few hours, actually. And what I tried is keeping my phone in the kitchen. So I really have to like get up, get out of the bed, and then go to the kitchen and actually turn it off. So when I do that, I just right away just go to the bathroom and wash my face. I think that's the one that's really worked. And second is having an awesome partner. So if you have your roommates, you have your family members, or in my case, I have a really awesome girlfriend. So she just, if I'm not waking up, then she's just going to push me to wake up. You require that extra push, and having a partner really helps out.
Yeah, I will shout out to my husband, because if he weren't there, I think I'd be late for work more often than not. We'll see. Because there are times when I don't fall asleep by 8 p.m., and then I am pretty tired when that alarm goes off, or if I forget to set the alarm, that's another thing. Let's go to the phones and take our Lori in La Crosse. Hi, Lori.
Hi.
So are you an early riser?
I am an early morning riser. I've been getting up before 5 o'clock for over 25 years.
And what do you like about it?
Nobody else is awake. I get up. I usually throw in a load of laundry or something. I head to the Y, get my exercise in, and I get home before anybody else is awake. And then I can get them up and on with their day.
And are you taking care of a family, Lori? Is that the everyone else?
Yep. I have two boys, and I just like the fact that I get everything done before I even wake them up, so I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
For me, I had to wake up early this morning. I got up at 4 to get to an appointment at 8 at the Mayo Clinic, so 4 o'clock is early for me, not 5.
Oh, so, well, good luck with your appointment, and thank you for sharing that. I think that's kind of cool, too. Ajay, that you can have a lot of stuff done before the rest of the world wakes up. And in Lori's case, she's got her workout in and everything else before the family even gets up.
I mean, I just love the feeling. I just love the feeling waking up before everyone else. Mm-hmm. It's just an amazing feeling. But you have a lot of peace and you're more calm, because traffic's not there, people are not there, no one is buzzing you and calling you or emailing you. So you kind of have that quiet moment for yourself.
Yeah. And do you like it just for the quiet moment, or do you think it gives you a competitive advantage in your business?
It does. It does, because you plan better and you guess things before everyone else. You know, you can actually think about it, like if you get your most important task, maybe even like one thing done before you go to work, you feel less stressed. That means you're more motivated to throughout the day. And you actually get more done or get better things done, because now you can plan and you're not stressed the whole time. So that's a big, big key, actually, when you go to work every day.
Yeah, a lot of highly successful people do get up early. According to Time Magazine, Apple CEO Tim Cook says he gets up at 3:45 every morning, and he checks his email for about an hour. Then it's off to the gym, then to Starbucks for another round of email, followed by going to work. What do you think of that routine?
Wow, that is definitely intense. Maybe after a few years, 10 or 20, I'll get there.
Yeah, but and you're not against the doing email and doing work at that, 4 o'clock in the morning or 5 o'clock in the morning, or do you think it should be the quiet time?
My routine is a little bit different. I try not touching my phone for the first hour. So that's my time to meditate and read a book and drink my tea or just water. So I don't touch my phone during that time.
We are talking with Ajay Yadav. He is the founder and CEO of Roomy. That's an app which helps people find apartments, rooms, and roommates in cities across the country. He wrote a piece that caught my eye, Why Waking Up at 5 a.m. Every Day Just Makes Sense, which appeared recently on themuse.com. And then I saw it on, I think it was Real Simple, reprinted it. And they changed the headline, though, Ajay. They said why everyone should get up at 5 a.m. Should everyone get up at 5 a.m.?
Really? Wow. I think some people picked up the post, like in CNBC and Inc. People like it. They want to know more about like waking up at 5 a.m. I think that's what it is.
We have Andrea in Wonder Lake, Illinois, with us. Hi, Andrea.
Hello, Joy. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How about you?
I am up at an unaccustomed hour because I have to be, and I'm traveling, so I hope that I can stay with you a second here before I break up because I'm going south. Listening to all these early birds, these chirpy early birds, is very inspiring, but it's so not me. My biorhythms have always been the night owl, and I spent my career working very late, having to be at my peak at 10 or even 11 p.m., and I was never sure, and still am not, whether the biorhythms came first and that's why I was good at it, or I had to do it so that made me a night owl. I think the former, because even as a baby, my parents would sing and rock and all of that, and they would carry me in, and my eyes would fly open. So now that I'm retired, I finally gave in, and I tried to go to bed early and get up early, and I finally said, this is not me. So I said to my husband, I am going to follow my biorhythms, and I go to bed like Ajay used to at 2 or 3 or 4, and I sleep in. That gives my husband time in the morning to himself, and I find that when I get up, I am most happy and well-adjusted doing my housework, and then I do my business in the early afternoon when people have had their morning at work to get other things done, and it seems to work. Now, when summer comes, I couldn't agree more with everything everybody who gets up early says. It's wonderful. You can meditate. You can do your workouts. Those two things seem to get a little lost on this late schedule. So when summer comes, I will probably start getting up early again.
All right. Thank you for sharing that, Andrea. There are some people that, it's in our biorhythms. Do you think, Ajay?
Yeah, I think people are different and based on their work and schedule and priorities. And I think it's fine if you're not waking up early. Whatever works for you and makes you happy is definitely people should do it. I was the same way. You know, I was going to bed like a night owl for maybe more than 10 years, like over a decade. And I couldn't do it. And I tried and tried and failed. And finally, I was able to do it, though. And I feel this is way better for me personally, comparing to going to bed late at night.
So do you think that you will, is this just a New Year's resolution for this year, or are you going to evaluate how this is going, or do you think that you're going to be a lifelong early riser?
I think a lifelong. I definitely would keep doing it, actually.
So you're resolved that you're going to do this for the rest of your life.
Yeah. I'll definitely do it. Yeah.
1-800-642-1234. Do you have an early morning routine that you would like to share? Have you always been an early riser, or did you recently switch to being an early riser? I say that because if you're listening now, you're probably an early riser. But maybe, like Andrea, who just called in, you're not used to getting up early, but you just happen to be up early today. Let us know whether you think there are benefits to getting up early or if you'd rather sleep in. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Chris in Waukesha is with us. Hi, Chris.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, what changed my life to be an early riser was a sunrise simulating alarm clock.
What is that all about?
Well, it starts out half an hour before I want to wake up, but with, just a very dull light, and it gradually gets to be entire room brightening, simulating the sunrise.
Oh, how cool is that? That's interesting. I've never heard of that. So, That helps get you, you think, you do have to have the alarm actually go off then, or you just wake up because it's light in the room?
So there are some mornings I wake up before my alarm. I do always have my alarm set, and I just find that it's not such a harsh, shocking wake-up process, and I gradually wake up just like the sun is rising in my room.
Yeah, and how long have you been doing this?
About 6 years. And my work makes, I need to get up early, and it was always a challenge for me with multiple alarms around the room trying to, similar to your guest, having to, get myself out of bed to wake up. But this has made the process a lot more peaceful.
Thank you for sharing that. Have you heard of the sunlight simulator alarm clock, Ajay?
Yeah. Not the same one. I've heard I heard one where you have to literally get out of bed and walk around to turn it off.
And that's what
the alarm won't go. It's not, you can't press a button. The phone is not going to let you press any buttons.
I see. And that's what you do. Your strategy right now is that you do have an alarm that goes off in another room, so you actually have to get up and turn it off.
Yeah.
But that's interesting. Do you try to catch the sunrise, Ajay?
No, I don't do it. I think I'm more into getting to gym before the sunrise.
Yeah.
For me, it's very helpful.
I can tell right now that what used to be pitch black outside my studio window is now lighter. I'm not sure the sun is completely up yet, but it's starting to rise. We have a lot of people on Facebook who say that that's one of the reasons that they like to get up early is to catch the sunrise, which is very, very beautiful. Obviously, I don't catch it either because I'm usually at work when it's coming up. Ed on Facebook says getting up early is a habit that he formed while growing up on a farm because milking started at 5 a.m. He also says that he enjoys having time to read the paper, enjoy a mug of coffee, and seeing the sunrise. All the benefits of being an early riser. So, do you agree with that? Or would you rather sleep in? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. Margo in Madison is with us. Hi, Margo.
Hello.
Hi. Are you an early riser usually?
Yes, I am.
Yes, go ahead.
I find it difficult to reset my circadian rhythm. I would like to stay up later. It interferes with my social life. It takes a really wonderful theater event to get me out in the evening. And I've been this way more or less since I was a child, even though I'm now elderly. But I think there might be a good reason for this. I feel that this is protective of my health to honor my circadian rhythm. Our ancestors tended to get up with the sun and disengage, if not go to sleep, when the sun went down for practical reasons. Farming, yes, and also the fact that they didn't have electricity. They had kerosene lamps and candles, and you could only burn the candles so long or you'd go bankrupt. So I think that there may be natural biological reasons why this is better, and I wonder if anybody's studied whether or not people live longer or are healthier who are not night owls.
Have you, Ajay, studied that, or looked into whether or not we're better off health wise if we're early risers?
I mean, I do agree with the thing. If you actually go to bed early, or you know, end your day early, you are not going out, right? So you're not definitely avoiding. Like I don't drink that much anymore because, and I feel better actually. Yeah, I've been cutting back because I just don't have time to do it. And plus, I'm eating early as well. I used to have my dinners around 9 or 10, and that was bad for me to go to bed after eating. So now I do it earlier. So I can definitely see like health benefits for myself as well.
Yeah. Thank you, Margo. And I know what you mean about those evening theater performances. Matinees work for me, but unfortunately, the matinees are usually only on the weekends, too. But I still go to them because that's what my I'll be tired at night, even on the weekends. So we will check news from NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio, and then we'll continue talking with Ajay Yadav. He is the founder and CEO of Roomy, which is an app that helps people find apartments and roommates in cities across the country. And he wrote the piece, Why Waking Up at 5 a.m. Every Day Just Makes Sense. We are talking about the benefits of waking up early, and we're wondering if you like to wake up early or not. We'll talk more after the news.
It's a beautiful morning. I think I'll go outside for a while.
So do you think every morning is a beautiful morning? Do you like getting up early? I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. We are talking with Ajay Yadav. He is the founder and CEO of the Roomy app, and he is also the author of the piece, Why Waking Up at 5 a.m. Every Day Just Makes Sense, which appeared recently on themuse.com. We have posted it on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page, and we thought that early morning risers would enjoy talking about why they get up early and whether they like getting up early or not. Do you see benefits to getting up early? Our guest certainly does. He didn't always get up early. He used to be a night owl, and he made a New Year's resolution that he would get up by 5 a.m. He meditates. He has some tea. He gets his morning workout in, and then he's ready to meet the day and feels that he is taking better control of his life. He feels as though he's more productive. He is becoming more disciplined just by waking up earlier. And we welcome your questions for him, and we also welcome your own experiences at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Jerry on Facebook says, I'm making my first pot of coffee by 4 a.m. I love morning time. The house is quiet, except for WPR and the BBC. There are no interruptions, and it gives me the chance to read the news, answer emails, and do a little business paperwork, and then I'm good to go by 8 a.m. Thank you very much, Jerry. We have Evelyn on Facebook who says, my wake-up time is 4:30. My brain seems to be most receptive to new information in the morning. My energy level is at the highest. There is something magical about the transition from night to daybreak in nature. I walk at daybreak, and I experience the sunrise most mornings, and there is peace. A reaction, Ajay?
Yes. I've been hearing actually people saying a lot about like quiet time. You know, I think we've had a few people commenting or calling in, and they do talk about like that's the peaceful time for everyone. And I definitely like that.
Yeah. Do you feel your brain is most receptive to new information in the early morning?
Yeah. Yeah. It definitely makes a big difference because there's nothing there. You just kind of wake up and a good energy and you're quiet time and, you know, taking your time to spend on yourself, and then you're more open to new information and learning. I think it happens faster.
Linda in Edgerton is with us. Hi, Linda.
Hi, good morning and stuff. I am definitely an early morning riser, either due to my prior work schedule, but I'm also a sunrise chaser, and I live by Lake Koshkonong. In the summertime, the sun comes up about 5:15, but it's the best colors in the sky and the clouds need to be out there about a half hour prior to, and just setting all that pier, listening to the birds and all the fish popping around, but seeing those beautiful colors is so breathtaking. And like they all say, it's so, so peaceful, and nature is just gorgeous at that time of day. Well, I wouldn't miss it.
Wonderful, Linda. Thanks so much. Hey, if you have a chance to post a sunrise picture, I know there probably isn't a nice sunrise this morning, is there?
No, there wasn't one, but there was one a couple of days ago last week, so I will definitely send you a couple of my sunrise pictures for you. Not a problem.
Thank you so much. Yeah, post it on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page, and we'll all marvel in the beauty of the early morning sunrise. You know, it is, and we've talked a little bit about this, Ajay, you had to transition from being a night owl to an early bird with this New Year's resolution. And you mentioned that it's not something that people can do overnight or very, you know, just kind of snap your fingers and decide to change your schedule. You recommend turning off all technology 2 hours before we want to fall asleep. To start getting to bed earlier. Why 2 hours?
You can kind of choose your time. It's not like set time, 2 hours, but it does help me because then I can sleep better. Because if you go to bed just after using your phone or some of the technology, you know, any devices, you know, iPad or even like watching a movie, you might have those things in your head and you might not sleep very well. You can have dreams and all that other stuff. And also, that's that time for me to spend, you know, with my family, you know, or here with my girlfriend. So I think I'm just spending time with her. And, instead of kind of using my phone all the time.
Yeah, and I actually, we did a show once that's, I don't know, the light that you see from your screens, you know, kind of does something to your brain, and it keeps you alert and awake, and you're not going to fall asleep right away if you're looking at your screen just before you want to go to bed, which is a problem that I have, where I'm tired, but I still look at my phone way too late at night for me. And you say we should create a bedtime routine. What do you suggest that look like?
Reading a book is one of the best ones. If you can read a book before you go to bed. And even like just turning your phone off is also like a bedtime routine. I mean, I'll be honest, you know, I actually get anxious when I look at my phone, like first thing in the morning. So I try not to look at it. Even at bedtime, I think it's better to kind of not to use it before you go to bed, because you can get anxious about emails and people need stuff and something happened and all those things. You want to be relaxed before you go to bed.
Yeah, let's go to Jeff in Fond du Lac now. Hi, Jeff.
Morning.
Morning.
One of the things that I found is that I think every person has kind of an individual body clock, and I struggled all my life trying to keep a very traditional work schedule, and I always found myself getting active after dark and trying to work, and then I wouldn't be able to get up in the morning. And over the years, my work schedule has kind of evolved, and for the last few years now, I get up at midnight. I work all night. I have to have my own business, but I have to manage quite a few employees, and we do work around the clock. I'm just far, far more productive by working between midnight and noon. I sleep a bit I sleep probably 4 hours in the afternoon, check in with work again, and then my nap is from about 9 o'clock to 11:30 or so. And my husband and I get back up at midnight, and we're all ready and raring to go. I finally found what my body wants to do, which is to work all night. And you've got the side benefit where I work outside the majority of the time, or nearly outside. And it is an absolutely beautiful time of the day, just stunning. When it's hot in the summer, it's the coolest time of the day. And in the winter, when the weather's bad, I get a jump on everybody else. I've got my problems are already solved before most people get up.
You mean you've shoveled before everybody gets up? What do you mean by that?
I get a lot of plowing done. And as far as if you have employees that have to be coming in, instead of trying to get everything done at once, I've got my other work done. I'm able to get the extra stuff done to make their lives to get there, for they can get to work a lot easier. And I think this is probably when I was always meant to work, was overnight, and it's just taken me a couple of decades to figure out that that's when I'm most productive. And I'm just curious if your guest has found that, and if he agrees that everybody is different.
And I'm sure, I think he does, but Jeff, before we let you go, what is it that you can do outside at midnight? Are you doing your work outside midnight through the twilight hours?
I'm a farmer, so I've got things going on around the clock.
Wonderful.
There's always cows and milk, feeding to be done, and lights and that. Everything is illuminated. So as far as the cattle go, especially in the summer when it's hot, that's the most comfortable time of the day for them.
Well, great. Thank you for sharing that. I haven't heard too many people that have a work schedule that starts at midnight. So, Ajay, what do you think of that?
I agree, actually. You know, I actually had a schedule like that for 5 years, almost like 10 years ago. I used to work at night times. I felt more productive. And I also had team members, you know, abroad. So I think I had to do it. I definitely agree. And it's like, you know, whatever your body needs, you should definitely listen to your body and do what it requires instead of changing it. But I would also say that, you know, it's really depending on your work schedule. It has a lot to do with your day. You know, you can't wake up at 5 a.m. if you have to work till late. You know, I mean, it's not going to work. You can't survive on 3 or 4 hours of sleep. So I think you should definitely figure out how your work requires, you know, what your work requires, and kind of plan your day around those things. I would definitely say that.
So, Ajay, it's been 3 months for you so far since you made this resolution. Have you noticed tangible results, for example, at work? Do you think business has improved or your workplace has improved because of your earlier morning schedule?
Yeah, it definitely has. It definitely has. I've seen
how so?
Results in my energy, and it's been great.
No, but how so for your for the business itself? I mean, you feel as though more people are, you're getting more the word out about the app, or how is it improving your business?
So I think what happened before waking up, before I used to wake up at 5 a.m. So I was always like kind of doing things when I go to work. I think the biggest change we made in the business is I asked team members to send me their requirements by end of the day. So something critical that they require from me, so for them to function properly, I'll do that before they get to work. And that way, what happens, they can focus on their work. And then I have also more time to engage in strategy meetings with the teams, different teams in the company, and pushing marketing, pushing product. But before, I was busy with my own stuff, and because I was getting work to late. And I didn't have the time that I needed to spend with my team members to push them and help them where they were stuck. So this way, the business is growing faster, and I have a better energy now around the office as well. So they feel more comfortable, better, and happier. And that actually ultimately helps our business grow faster.
Well, I want to thank you very much for interrupting your new early morning routine to join us on Wisconsin Public Radio. Maybe a last word of advice or encouragement on why we should consider waking up earlier before we let you go?
You just got to try it before you say no to it. I think the benefits are amazing, and you might fall in love with waking up at 5 a.m.
Thank you very much for being with us. Ajay Yadav is the founder and CEO of Roomy, which is an app which helps people find apartments, rooms, and roommates in cities across the country. He wrote the piece, Why Waking Up at 5 a.m. Every Day Just Makes Sense, which recently appeared on themuse.com. Thank you to Bill Martins and to Brianne Chasso for producing this program. Brianne is always in here bright and early. She's another early riser. And thank you for listening. And thanks for all of your comments on Facebook. You can continue the conversation on Facebook if you like. Tell us why you enjoy getting up early or not on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Stay with us. The State Capitol Report is next. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.